When I first took this job, there was a thing called the Hays Code. My predecessor, Will Hays, had, because the studios owned all the theaters, and because there was this this periodic fit of that we go into every now and then about moral upbringing and so forth, the studios decided that they were going to not give any play dates to any film that didn't get a seal of approval from the so-called Hays office. And that went on in 1952 when the Justice Department said this was a violation of antitrust laws and forced the studios to sell their theaters. And today, 91% of the theaters in this country are owned by independent businessmen. So when I came in and I saw this Hays Code, I thought it was blatant censorship. I happen to be, I hope I don't step on anybody's toes, I am an implacable defender of the First Amendment. I believe those 45 words constitute the one clause in the Constitution that guarantees all the others. You wouldn't have this free and loving land today if there wasn't this First Amendment. Make no mistake about it. The tragedy is, if that First Amendment came for vote on the floor of the House of Representatives today, I'm not sure it could pass. That's just how situation. Having said that, I was so offended by the censorship. For example, they had a catalog of do's and don'ts. One says you can't have open mouth kissing. Well, I can do it either way, so I didn't. That's not a big deal with me, but I thought, why should you force a director to do that? And then another one said, if a man and woman were in bed, even though they were married and they wanted to become affectionate, each had to keep one foot on the floor, which means you had to be Nadia Comaneci, the Olympic gymnast, for God's sakes, if you were going to be affectionate to your wife. So the whole thing just clamored of absurdity. So I jumped it overnight. However, I forgot that politics, nature, and movies abhor vacuums. As a result, this was during the Vietnam time. The campuses were in insurrection. There was rebellion in the streets. Directors, as Roger knows, were straining to leap beyond those Will Hays boundaries. And so I came up with the idea that we would voluntarily have certain films. We still had the Hays office, which I got rid of those people and put in new people, to say that certain movies would be suggested for mature audiences and let parents make a decision, but there was no rating there. Well, as a result, we were flooded with pictures that really went so far beyond what people had seen that there was great gasping in the audiences. And then two pictures came on the scene. One was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the Edward Albee play with Taylor and Burton, directed by Mike Nichols, in which you heard language that you'd never heard on the screen before. Now today, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf would be a training film for a nunnery, for goodness sakes. But at that time, words like screw and hump the hostess. Hello, the world's falling, my God. And then the other picture was called Blow Up by Michelangelo Antonioni with Vanessa Redgrave and David Hemmings, who just died recently. And there you had, for about 30 seconds, two teeny boppers cavorting on the screen nude. And everybody went crazy. So that's when I decided that I had to do something. At the same time, as Roger told you, there was existing in this land, unfortunately, generations today don't remember that, and that is we had censorship boards in the state of Maryland, Chicago, Birmingham, Memphis, Houston, Dallas, and others, where they were rating and giving ratings. There was alphabetical chaos out there, and all these stupid ratings all conflicting with each other. And then I knew I had to do something, and that's when I designed the rating system, which exists today. The rating system did three things I tried to explain last night. One, I wanted to free the screen to allow people to make any kind of movie they wanted to make. Under the First Amendment, they had a right to do that. However, under the First Amendment, you have a right not to watch it. You have a right in your television set today, turn it off. Second thing I wanted to do was give advance cautionary warnings to parents. Tell parents what's in this movie, and then let the parent make the judgment. I don't want my neighbor telling me how to raise my children, and I wouldn't have the impertinence to try to tell my neighbor how to raise their children. That's a parental job. No child is alike, and only the parents know the maturity of their child. So if we give parents some information, and they ask other people, then they make their own judgments about what films they want their children to see or not to see. And finally, I wanted to get rid of these censorship boards, which I thought were a boil on the nose in the American society, and we ought to lance it and get rid of it. And I'm pleased to say that within about 10 years, we got rid of them all. Because we said, we can do better than you in trying to give parents this informed information. That's a long, unfortunately, oration there to your question, but that's...